Pat Flynn opened his debate comments on the appointment by voicing a common consensus among assembly members concerning Mark Hall's fire department career.
I don't think there's anybody at this table who would argue whether Mr. Hall is qualified for the position of fire chief. He certainly is. There's no question of that.
Hall has 19 years with the department. He's risen through both the department ranks as well as those of the Firefighters Union, of which he's a past president. The problem for some assembly members, like Flynn, was that Hall has two nephews who work for the department, one a 16-year veteran. Municipal code prohibits appointing anyone as a city executive of an agency where relatives also work.
The law is the law. Either we follow the rules or we don't. Now, Ms. Drummond is correct. Our code, partly because of what happened in the late 80s, is tighter than the state statute. Is there a public policy reason to have a tighter code in Anchorage? Perhaps. Is it reasonable to look at loosening the code to be more to closely aligned with the state statute? Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. However, I don't think it's appropriate for us to waive the code unless we have found an overriding public policy reason to do so. And as of yet, I have not heard one expressed.
Drummond is Assemblymember Harriet Drummond. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan served 3 terms on the Assembly. Sullivan said waivers are a common Assembly procedure.
When you really look at the history of what the Assembly does, I mean, I can't really count how many times we've passed ordinances that say is notwithstanding other provisions of the code. I mean, we make exceptions all the time.
Sullivan said the waiver did not alter the code itself, nor the Assembly's ultimate power in such matters.
You have to be satisfied that, as in this particular case, that there's enough degrees of separation between the person being appointed and any relatives. The waiver does have provisions in it that make sure that separation stays in place. You know, again, no, we use that phrase notwithstanding many times in our enactment of law, and it's appropriate in this case because, again, the other guarantees are there. I would urge the body to approve the waiver. Let's move forward with having Mr. Hall become Chief Hall.
Assemblymember Dan Coffey suggested there were 2 paths leading toward Hall's almost certain confirmation. With the help of Assembly Attorney Julie Tucker, he was introducing changes to the nepotism ordinance.
If it is the ultimate desire of this body to keep Mr. Hall twisting in the wind for 2 or 3 more weeks while we fix an ordinance, I suppose that's what we'll do. My advice and request to this body is that we grant the waiver. It addresses the problem in the same way that the state and the proposed ordinance that Ms. Tucker prepared at my request will deal with it, which is by putting qualifications on the waiver.
Coffey said that's the way the Anchorage School District handles such nepotism situations. Sheila Selcraig agreed with Coffey.
Seems to me holding it up for 3 weeks when we really fundamentally don't have a problem with his behavior and his ability to serve isn't really worth it. However, I do think we've got kind of a messy code situation.
While Flynn, Drummond, L.V. Gray Jackson and Matt Klayman preferred to alter the code first and then appoint Hall, Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander, Jennifer Johnston, Chris Birch, Mike Gutierrez, Selcraig and Coffey voted for the waiver. Bill Starr was absent. Hall becomes Anchorage's new fire chief on August 31st. Coffey's proposed ordinance change is scheduled for public hearing at the next Assembly meeting on September 15th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.